Now, having this revelation knowledge, having access to God in his fullness, what you think might happen to your life? Well, let me say it again. Y'all just looking at me. Having access to God's revelation knowledge, knowing about God, what God knows about himself, and possessing God's nature and God's ability in your spirit, in your reborn spirit, that you have the ability to walk, talk, live, act, think, and do like God. What you think might happen to you in this fallen world around you? What do you think might happen? Do you think you'll walk around, you'll continue to walk around and talk like you did in the past day when a little problem show up like COVID-19? What would you do? You know what you'll do? I'll tell you exactly what you'll do. You'll do just like Jesus did. None of these things move me. You know why they didn't move him? Because he conquered them all. Why would you be moved by something that already conquered? So, have y'all found, are you able, go ahead and put up Mark chapter 4. Mark Gospel chapter 4. You got it? Here it comes. Verse 1, New King James. Mark Gospel chapter 4. Listen closely. And again, he began to teach by the sea. And a great multitude gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. Verse 2. He taught them many things by parable. And he said to them in his teaching, and it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside. The birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, and because it had no depths of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Verse 7, some fell among thorns, and the thorn grew up and choked it, and yielded no crop. But other seeds fell on good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up and increased and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. Verse 9. And he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. How many ears do I have in the building that's able to hear today? Or did you just come to church? I promise you, I'm about to say something that's very important. Verse 10. But when he was alone, some those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. He said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parable. Watch it. so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hear they may hear, hearing rather, they may hear and not understand. Lest they should turn and their sin be forgiven them. We're coming back to that verse. Verse 13, and he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all parables? The sower soweth the word. All right, let me set the tone. The sower soweth the word. What did the sower do? All right, guess what? Guess what? Well, I don't guess I need to have you guessing. You're looking at the sower right here. What am I sowing? What am I talking about? How much? So I want you to recognize today and discover, because he's going to explain what kind of soil we have in the building. All right? So the soil sows the word, right? Verse 15. And these are the ones by the wayside. When the word is sown, when they hear, Satan comes immediately. And takes away the word that is sown in their heart. Keep going. These likewise are the ones sown on what kind of ground? Stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with what? Gladness. And they have no root in themselves. So they endure only for what? A time. Afterward. When what come? Tribulation. Persecution arise. What else? For the word's sake. Immediately they what? Stumble. Keep going. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word. And the cares of this world. And the deceitfulness of what? Riches. I heard what the pastor said last Sunday. But I just got to go to the casino this Sunday. I just got to go. I just got to go fishing. I just got to go this. I got to go car shopping. I know that the scripture said, don't forsake the assembly yourself. See, this is stony ground. This is sown among thorns. You got so much care about that other stuff, it chokes the word, and the word don't have an effect on you, your faithfulness. You know, you ought to be getting up first thing, feeding on the word and preparing yourself, because you do that every day with your natural body. You do it. You get up and you feed that body every day. But you go days and weeks and don't even pick up the Bible. Thorn, choke the word. Deceitfulness of riches and this and the desires of what other things entering in chokes the word and it become unfruitful. Don't produce anything. And all this stuff come crashing in on you. And then we start crying. Keep going. But these are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit. Some what? 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now, hallelujah.